Meat. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
That music means it's time for a little tech talk. You have questions? Something you don't understand? Join the club. Something about your phone. I don't mean your landline, I mean your cell phone or your television. That's a confusing thing, buying a new television or your computer. Jose Hernandez is here, and he's here courtesy of Oreck and the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. Yes, great vacuum cleaners like the new Magnesium RX, but a lot of other great products to keep your home cleaner and fresher from Oreck. Here are the numbers. You call now. I mean, like right now. Here's the number with the most lines coming in, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877. Or, can't get through there, call toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Give it up, if you would, please, for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Jose.
Frank.
Hey, why don't we just start with what Peon was just playing with here in the studio. Tell him what this is. This is really
a complete waste of time.
It is a waste of time, and you, it's one
I'll
of those things.
I'll put a link on our Facebook page. It's a website called geoguesser.com, and it essentially, you go on the site, and it starts you with this game where it drops you in the middle of Google Maps somewhere. It doesn't tell you where
most
you are.
People, I think, know that Google Maps. You literally...
The street view. It's, you know, the cars that you see drive around that take pictures of a...
Right.
Yeah.
And I use literally that time in the proper sense, because the way I was going to say it, for that guy who called to my attention that I used to overuse it and use it incorrectly. It plants you on a street, and you have a 360-degree view. Woods, farmhouses, and you try to guess where you are. Now, is this the United States?
No, it's anywhere in the world.
Now, can you specify, plot me somewhere in the United States?
I don't think so.
Well, then,
I think
how would we know if it put you in Ireland? We're not going to know where we are.
That's the point of the game. You got to try to move around on the roads and see if you can make a guess of where you are in the world. And then there's a map, and you put a little pinpoint of where you think you are, and then you make the guess, and then it shows you where you actually are and the distance that you missed it by.
I can see wasting a lot of time on this. This is one of those things that could become addictive. So again, it's, what's it called?
GeoGuessr. I'll put it on our Facebook page.
Okay, facebook.com/AM and the PM. Dan, anything? Anybody else have anything to call to Jose?
No, nothing.
I do have one thing, and it's an app. Let me just make sure. Hang on. I'm going to get the... Here it is right here. The app is gone. Jose, tell me if you've heard of this. First Derm, D-E-R-M, like dermatology?
No.
Check this out. It's from the folks at WebMD. You send pictures of your boys, your wiener, and your genitals for a diagnosis of an STD. They want two pictures. One sort of an overview of the whole junk, all the boys and the bat and balls and the whole thing. And then the other is a close-up of the actual infected site, like a sore or something. And the diagnosis is $40, saves you from having to go to a doctor's office. Again, two photos of your privates. You will get a result from a dermatologist within 24 hours. $40. And it says 70% of the cases can be treated with over-the-counter medications. You have to set foot in the doctor's office. And it says, despite the fact that the app has expanded to detect other skin ailments, 70% of the photos they're receiving are of people's privates.
So you take a picture of the wedding tackle.
Right. The wedding tackle. I've never heard that.
Big Jim and the twins, the twig and two berries. You take a pic. So you're basically sending dick pics.
Oh.
No, you can say that because that's what they're called.
You can?
Yeah, I think
you're sending these to hopefully the right people. So what happens if I manage to pick the wrong person on my contact list?
I don't know, but well, it's an app, so I think it only goes to this group of doctors, and then one of them will get back to you. They say they can diagnose more than 90 different skin conditions. I have to tell you where I think this would be huge. forget the STD thing. How about the basal cell carcinoma, melanoma? Mm-hmm. A picture of a spot that, you know, you're wondering.
You're worried about,
could,
yeah.
Yeah, that's where I think. Because if you've been to a dermatologist, from what I can tell, a good picture would be all they need to see. Because if you've ever had a dermatologist look, they can just look at a spot. This one's questionable. We need to take a piece of this and have a biopsy done. So, again, it's called
First Derm.
First Derm.
Is it available both in the Android and the iPhone?
Well, it doesn't say that. Let's see. It says Peon could go look and find out. You know what? It doesn't say. I would imagine it is, since it's from WebMD. And that's my contribution. What do you have, Jose?
Harley-Davidson showcased its first ever all-electric motorcycle.
I read this article. No, thank you.
0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
No, not an electric motorcycle for me. No, thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Even though it's completely green?
Does it sound like a Harley?
No.
It's quiet.
It sounds like a jet going by on an aircraft carrier.
Then the answer is no. Because to me, the appeal is the exhaust.
But if you record the exhaust, we can get you a speaker. And a little potentiometer attached to the throttle. It'll sound like your Harley as you go by.
You're joking, but do you know that when I went to Sturgis in the 90s, we went up into the show from Sturgis, didn't have a motorcycle. We recorded a Harley exhaust, put it on a cassette, and played it in the car as we drove through Sturgis. I'm serious. And cranked it up so that in the car it sounded like a Harley.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be
one. No, I'm not ready for an electric Harley. I'm sorry.
Garmin is getting into the watch business. They're making something called the Approach S6. It's for golfers. It will
give you distance,
give you swing statistics, swing tempo, tempo training, and strength, as well as GPS featuring a full-color touchscreen displaying a map of the course you're on pulled from a database of 30,000 international courses. It will give you. It will analyze your swing after every stroke.
See, I don't know. Sometimes you can just go too far with a sport.
Well, for the golf nuts, though, I bet they would like something like that.
And last but not least, T-Mobile is offering a new test drive. As opposed to taking a gamble on switching your phone service or paying attention to those coverage maps that are likely inaccurate, you phone up to T-Mobile folks. They'll send you an iPhone 5S for a week. If you like it, you can have their service. If you don't, put it in a box, mail it back to them.
I think that's very smart.
It's excellent, because they're the first ones that went all non-contract.
Very smart. All right, we got a couple lines open. I'm going to give these numbers one more time, and it's up to you to latch on to them and call, or you don't get to talk to Jose. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll-free, 888. Oh, toll-free, I did it. See, I'm not supposed to say that. I made myself a deal that I wouldn't say that. I slipped twice now. 888-550-KTRS. We talked to Tracy, and Tracy talks to Jose. Tracy, say hi to Jose.
Hi there. Hey, I have a question. I have a whole library full of VHS. A lot of them are Disney movies. And I bought a VCR DVD player, you know, with the recording option.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to dub a DVD off of an original Disney VHS, mm-hmm. and it apparently has that protection on it. Is there anything I can do? I mean, I just want to make them for myself, and my daughter wants them a copy for herself.
What does it do when you try to play
it? It plays maybe like 3 or 4 minutes and then stops.
It has a digital rights management encoding in it where it slows down and speeds up the mm-hmm. VCR. There's a little timing cues in it. The Disney folks are real protective of their product. You could probably, hypothetically speaking, go off into one of the torrent sites in the shadier parts of the web and find somebody who's cracked a copy of it.
Okay.
If you could get it to play into the television and then record the television signal to your DVD, that would also work.
Okay, because I do actually still have an old VCR,
mm-hmm.
and I have a recording DVD player, but I specifically bought this piece all in one, thinking I could do it. So if I would hook them up and run the
Disney
video
movie to the television and then record the television into your DVD player. Recorder.
Okay. Now, let me ask another question. If she had a VCR player with an output, I'm assuming Tracy, you bought one unit with two slots in it, right?
Right, yeah.
What if she took a VHS player and then bought a separate DVD burner and took the output? Would that make it?
That might work. That might work. I know if you play it to television and then record the television signal, it will work.
Okay.
Because
I even have a TV that still works that has that VCR, you know, contraption all in one.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I got some old junk.
Well, if that TV has a video audio output...
Yeah, it does.
You could take that into this DVD burner, and Jose says that'll work.
Okay, cool. That'll give me something to do.
All right, Tracy.
On a rainy day. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
All right.
This afternoon.
Bye-bye.
A woman who needs something to do. Let me stop here and point out to you. Ladies, if you're one of those ladies who just is always looking for something to do on a rainy day, give me a call, okay? We got a new service for you. You don't have to be doing electronic stuff. Gail, it must be Ladies' Day. Gail, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Gail.
And hi, Frank.
Hello,
and
girl.
I live to be A&M.
Oh, my goodness. We love to hear that. How can Jose help you?
I have the same problem. We have the same unit like the lady that just called, where it's got the VCR and the DVD on it. And it plays, and you get sound, but everything's in black and white.
Whoa.
Do you have the same equipment she has where you just have a VCR you can play out of?
Maybe she's trying to copy the artist. You know, that is a black
movie.
You're kidding. What was your question for?
Gail?
Yes.
Do you have just a standard VCR player?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. Does the DVD VCR player have an output for each of the devices?
Yes.
Well, you might want to then head down to one of the box stores and get a cable. The red, the white, and the yellow cables. And basically plug the output from the VCR into the input for the DVR as opposed to doing it internally.
Oh. Okay.
That would be my best guess.
Definitely try that.
All right, Gail.
Okay, y'all. Have a good afternoon.
Y'all too. Thank you, Gail.
Bye.
Gail sounds very relaxed, like it might be happy hour at Gail's house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Jose, the women, apparently the women love you. This is Janet. Janet, say hi to Jose. Janet?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting the worst reception right now on my iPhone 5. I can hardly hear you guys.
Well, we can hear you fine. What's your question for Jose?
I bought a computer around Christmas time, and it's got Windows 8 on it, which I absolutely hate.
Yes.
But every once in a while, it gives me a message down at the bottom about add-ons. And
yes.
I just keep closing it because I don't know what to do with it.
That's not a bad thing to do. It's just wanting to add additional things to your Bing desktop. So clocks and thermometers and weather forecasters and calendar updates and background changing. That's all it's trying to do.
Well, do I want all that junk on there?
I don't know. Do you want all that junk on there?
I'm not so sure.
I think the answer then is no.
Then no, you don't want it. So,
will it give me a choice that I can accept it or delete it?
Yeah, there's actually, if you go into the button on the lower left side where the start panel used to be,
yeah,
in the search area, type the word desktop gadgets, and it will take you to the application and show you the ones you already have, and you can add, remove, activate, deactivate.
Okay. All right, thank you so much. And Frank, I am AM in the PM.
Oh, Janet, thank you. We appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Now, Janet also seemed very relaxed and happy. And is there a bachelorette party going on somewhere? And these people,
I think it's just these women talking to Jose.
Well,
there's something going on here.
Yeah.
Something's going on. Chris, it's your turn. Say hi to Jose.
Well, after that intro, I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, sure you do.
Hey, I have on my laptop all this malware, and it brings up another tab, and it opens up Windows Explorer and pops up all these ads while I'm on my Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Windows Defender, and it continuously says malware detected, and I go in there, I clean it out, it changes my search engine preferences. Is there any way I could do any program I could run that would clean that out?
Malware Bytes should be able to get to it.
All right.
And that's available at malwarebytes.org.
All right. Thank you so much.
Good
and
luck.
I am AM in the van.
All right, Chris. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is Mike's turn. Mike, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Hi, gang. Hello. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't know about the whole Ladies' Day thing, but I have another VCR question.
Okay.
The same unit that those ladies are talking about,
yes.
VCR on one side, DVD recorder on the other side. I've been dubbing over family VHS tapes.
Which is, by the way, what those things are perfect for.
Yeah, it's worked very well for us. But before we had that, we had a little old VHS-C recorder. So I had put like 5 or 6 hours of those onto a full-size VHS tape. I'm wondering, I haven't tried to dub them over yet, but does Jose know if it will stop and like basically tell me to put in a new blank DVD and then continue?
That's a good question. I think it's just a direct connection. It'll just tell you that it overran the disk.
I don't think it does, yeah. Because I did that, and it does not. When I did it, and this was a few years back, it did not tell you to stop and put in a new disk.
So I just have to manually see where the disk ended and then advance the tape to that point and just throw in another one and keep going?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sounds like it's worth a try. Thanks a lot. Right. Love the show.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. And let's get Bob in here. Hello, Bob. How are you? Say hi to Jose.
Good afternoon, Jose and the gang.
Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Hello. Your turn. Go ahead. Here's a question.
I heard this a couple of weeks ago, and the Supreme Court was maybe going to make a decision. But it's a little confusing. It's a little metal piece that you can put in your phone or some kind of mobile device that will bypass, kind of like a Hulu type of thing. But it's like $8 or something.
Haven't heard of that, Bob.
I don't know if you're really legally...
Is this for TV reception?
No. I mean, it plays different... it gives you access to, like a Netflix type of thing.
Really?
On your cell phone?
Yes.
Hmm.
Cell phone or your tablet.
Sounds like a great idea. I mean, if it's
right,
sounds like...
Right. I mean, it's just a little quarter-inch type of thing. I don't know.
One of those USB keys, like a magic jack,
maybe, yeah.
Or what,
like
they call
that.
Them Jackrabbit, I think, is the other one.
Okay.
Like so internet television, you can get USB devices for internet radio that you can plug into USB your computers, and it will give you thousands and thousands of internet radio stations.
Yeah, and this was for like a CO2 or something like that. But anyway. Thank you, and I'm
anyway.
In the
all right, Bob, we appreciate it. Now, before we break away here, do you remember, Jose, the Sony Watchman?
Yes.
When that came out, I thought that was the greatest thing. It was a little black and white pocket television.
Mm-hmm. About 3.5 inches.
Yeah. Dan show everybody what 3.5 inches looks like. That's,
yeah.
That's almost 3.5 inches.
That's swollen.
I'm not kidding. I remember showing everybody, I said, wait till you see this, and you pull a big, long metal antenna out, and if you moved it just right, you could pick up the local TV station.
Yep.
For some, I just thought that was the greatest. And remember,
and then they came out with a color one, too.
I had it, too.
Yeah.
The Color Watchman. And isn't it amazing how your phone now is 100 times better?
Oh, yeah.
Resolution,
yeah.
And there is no antenna for local. It's just... We've lived.
It was like a radio dial where you could
dialed
in between the stations.
It wasn't even a selector. You had
like
an AM radio. You tuned
it. Was a needle that went up and down.
VHF,
channel
UHF,
two, channel
switch.
Four, channel, yeah. And if you look at what we've lived through from black and white, from black and white to color to HD, it's unbelievable what's happened in the course of about 50 years. You can get the theme right now. Well, another enlightening round of tech questions. And we do this every Monday. Now, if you didn't get through, I'm going to give you Jose's email address. This is very confidential information. Please do not just give this out, randomly to anybody. This is just for you. TechQuestions@KTRS.com. That's TechQuestions@KTRS.com. And please don't forget that Jose is brought to you by Oric. See, sponsors, advertisers make every bit of this show possible. It's the only show on the station where we don't get paid. Sponsors pay for the show. So, Oric, Stop into one of the stores. Tell them your AM and the PM. They'd appreciate it. So would we. Give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And off we go. Not into the wild blue yonder, but up north to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, where none other than Johnny Landoff is standing by. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. Did it rain in North County? Because this entire weekend, I didn't get a drop of I looked out, especially, I think it was yesterday, or it was just dark and black in certain areas. We never got a drop. Where did it rain? Did it rain up there?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, Dan,
I'm talking to John.
It was Dan, you
were you up there? Were you in North County?
I was in North County.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, he says he was in North County.
I was in
North County. Where is your radio etiquette here, Dan? I mean, I am the sponsor. I'm the customer.
That's right.
What's okay.
He's probably up north playing with the Johnson Shut-Ins, his band or something.
Outside Johnny Band.
Oh, I can't remember the name of it. So how is everything?
We did not get any rain. I didn't think it rained late on Saturday night. That was late. Because Jack the Wonder Dog, he doesn't like those thunderstorms.
I don't think there are a lot of dogs that don't like thunderstorms. They get freaked out at thunderstorms, I've decided.
Yeah, probably messes with their ears, I think.
Yeah.
Something to ask Dr. Doug.
Yeah, what is their hearing supposed to be, what, 7 times as sensitive as ours or something? Something like that. Or it's, yeah.
It's like they can't put their, like, paws up to their ears to cover them. They can't put, like, earplugs in.
No. You just have to deal with it.
Things. Poor dogs. But, we had a great weekend here. Thank you very much. A lot of the AM and the PM crowd, just some of the absolute greatest people in the entire world. I think they're listening to me right now. I love the AM and the PM crowd. I just want to be open and honest about that, okay?
I wonder how that makes people like Walter Brennan and McGraw feel when you talk about how much you love the AM and the PM.
I don't want to talk about that. I'm talking about you, Frank.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about
I like that attitude. He doesn't even want to talk
about
the unmentionables.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that great laugh of yours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that cute smile that you have.
Yeah.
John, don't.
You can brighten up a room with that going smile, buddy.
That cute smile. Guys, just don't talk like
going
that.
What's wrong with that?
No, guys, just don't say to other guys, you have a cute smile.
All right. Well, you have a great smile.
Thank you. Thank you.
Some people consider it cute. I'll say great.
Now, who is it you hope is listening that's AM and the PM?
I think there's hundreds of thousands of people. I can tell you this much. A large percentage of the Johnny Landoff Chevrolet customers listen.
Yeah.
Basically saying we are responsible for the success.
Last week, I was at the baseball game last week with a buddy of mine, Matt Reardon from Fox Sports. And yes, we do advertise on Blues hockey and Cardinal baseball on Fox Sports and on Charter also. But people listen and they hear my voice. And what do you think they mention?
No, the show.
Frank.
I saw that commercial with you and Ozzie Smith.
Wait, I didn't see that.
I saw the commercial with you and Ozzie Smith and with the old Ozzie Smith doing it for you. I mean, the young Ozzie Smith when he originally started doing it with your dad.
I didn't see this commercial.
Oh, yeah. And then it morphed into John standing there with Ozzie. And Ozzie used the, are you kidding me line?
This just sounds like a great idea. Unfortunately, it's TV and not as many people as hear the show. But
you and I should do a TV spot together.
Well, we've talked about
it. I promise I will. I will not put my arm around you because I know you don't like that.
Now, did you pay Ozzie to be on? Because if you did, I want the same pay.
No,
you didn't.
He is the.
You get a car, free
the
car.
The guy that gave the eulogy at my dad's memorial service that I couldn't do. That he said it was hard for him to do it. They had a tremendous relationship my dad and Ozzie had, and the whole family. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest. Guy is one of the greatest athletes ever, and just a down-to-earth, unbelievable person. Do anything, you know, for charity and for kids, and just solid human being.
I still think the backflip thing is just the cool. You don't see. And what other athlete has ever? I mean, you can't compare spiking a ball as well. What other athlete has ever had anything as a signature move like that backflip? Nobody.
No.
I love that.
And could do it and just, you know, I mean, hit it. Like, you know, bam, straight on.
Right? I wonder if he knows the date of the last backflip he did. I wonder if he would.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yeah,
I bet he does, too.
Have you ever been able to do a back?
Oh, heavens no. Are you kidding?
No.
No.
Have you tried?
And he made it look so. No, he made it
How
look
about
so
a roll?
Easy.
Like, can you like you know actually get down and roll?
A somersault?
Well, I can roll, but I can't get up.
Hey, didn't one year he had his son Nico come out and do the backflip? Because Nico, I think, can do a backflip too.
Wow, I can't do it.
Because Ozzy couldn't do it for some reason. And
how did you practice?
Nico came out
and
did
say
that.
It's the first time you ever tried the backflip. How do you know you're not going to break your neck the first time?
I know.
I guess you do it on a like a big mattress or trampoline or something.
Right. Right.
Soft.
In a gym.
Yeah, with a headgear and a neck brace. No,
yeah.
Seriously, you have to.
Well, I think it's, you know, you should try it sometime.
No, I'm never going to try it.
A backflip?
No, heavens.
What about on a diving board? Would you try it on a...
No.
Backflip?
Remember when you were a kid, the first time you got on a high dive, it didn't look so tall from the pool, and then you get up and look down.
Oh, man.
And it's like you're jumping off the highest cliff down in Acapulco or somewhere.
Well, how about, you know, you had a line of kids at the high dive, and one little, you know, fella gets up there, and he gets about halfway, and he can't continue to go all the way up.
Starts shaking.
Come on, jump.
And he's afraid to even come down, so then, you know, the lifeguard's got to go up there.
Oh, no, I've seen, I know exactly what you're talking about. He gets about halfway up and looks down, and he's frozen. He doesn't know what to, I've seen that a bunch of times. There's an article.
So do you want to do a TV commercial with me?
Well, we'll negotiate.
I promise
that
I will not. I won't.
We'll get to that.
You know, we did a few 15-second spots.
I know.
They were really funny.
I know. There was a great article this weekend about swimming lessons. And when I read it, I thought every parent should get the kid. Because YMCA, it's not about money. You don't have to belong to a country club. Everybody should get their kids swimming lessons. And I think the only reason my parents got me swimming lessons was because they were both so afraid of water. They were scared to death of the water. My dad was in the Navy. My dad couldn't swim 3 feet. He was in the Navy. And they wanted to make sure I was never, not that I would be a great swimmer, but that I just wasn't scared to death of water. I think it's a great idea. Here we are in summer. Get the kids some basic swimming.
Was that not part of the training for the Navy?
Oh, it's part of the training, all right. They take all the guys nude in a big gymnasium and get them on the high dive and go jump. That was his swimming lesson.
But there was
no
more.
No, they say jump and figure out how to get to the edge. And
that
if you get to the edge without drowning, then you pass the swimming. No,
I'm
serious.
Dog paddled over.
And my dad and my father-in-law both told the exact story. Great Lakes, up at the Great Lakes boot camp. And the identical stories, because they were in the same, oddly enough, didn't know this till later, in the same place at exactly the same time. They might have been there together.
Wow.
And they said that their stories were identical. Nude, gym full of guys, jumping off the high dive.
That's kind of weird.
Yes, it is weird.
And
I can't tell you that you got a cute smile, but you're talking about a bunch of nude guys.
And my dad told whoever the officer was, he says, I can't swim. He says, we're going to see. Jump. And he jumped, and once you hit the water, you just start floundering and paddling, and you kind of figure out how to make it to the edge, and that's your that's the extent of your swimming instruction for the
Same
Navy.
Same thing with my dad. He was, you know, Marine, and, he was stationed in Pearl Harbor. He was a mounted Marine, and he
What does that mean, mounted? He got laid a lot? Mounted Marine. Got lucky, a lot of women, or what does that mean?
He's on a horse. Don't make fun of my dad.
I'm not making fun of your dad.
Yeah, you are. You're making
no,
fun
I'm
of
not.
My dad.
There's a difference in making fun of your dad.
He dismounted his second to last. I mean, that was the last time he was on a horse. He was in the Marines station in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, and they were going off to Iwo Jima, and he couldn't swim. He paid $20 back then. In 1940, he wanted to try to fake his way they're like, you can't swim. They actually someone had to jump in there and save him. He was drowning in a pool.
Who did he pay the $20 to and for what?
His CO.
Good for him.
Just mark me down. I want to go.
I want to go fight
for America. You know?
You do what you have to do.
So
what about horses? What did he know about horses to become a mounted Marine?
They weren't in water. They were on land. He was safe. But he said that the saddles were like next to nothing, and he had kind of a bony back end and a bony little butt. And he said, man, he never, ever got on the back of a horse again in his life. Ever, never. He said, nothing to do with it.
He just learned about horsepower.
Nothing. But this is a true story. We were on a trip. Okay, And the power went out, and he was, you know, taking a shower. So he had to come out of the shower, had his bathing suit on. Well, I don't know what possessed him, but he got on with this rock, which was the diving rock, which was right above 9 foot deep. It was the deepest part of the pool. He just wanted to get in because he had soap in his eyes and shampoo. So he jumps in, and he almost drowns. I'm about 13 or 14. Now, my sisters had already showered, and, you know, they're combing their hair, and it's, you know, sunset, whatever. And they're like, Johnny, you better jump in the pool and save Dad. Now, they didn't move off the deck. I jumped in, and he was at first fighting me, pushing me. I wrap him around my, you know, his waist, and I finally get him up, and he's spitting out water. He had been swallowing water, and when he finally could breathe and talk, he said, what took you so damn long? I'm like,
I don't know. Let's all stop. Stop right here. You're glossing over the fact that you saved your dad's life.
Yes, you did.
Wow. This is a story of heroism. We've never heard this
You're like David Hasselhoff in Baywatch.
Yeah, lifesaver. Man. Saved your dad's life.
Didn't do anything for that guy. What took you so long? He said, no, what were you doing?
I like the way John laughs at being a hero. Yeah. That's what heroes do, though. They're modest about it.
So at the pool that he built, the shallow end, it was about 3 foot deep. There was definitely, we would tell people, do not dive right there. It's really shallow. And that was where my dad would stay. He'd be right there. He'd get in. And I'm like, come on a little further. No, I'm not going any further out than that, because if it got to 5 foot, he'd get a little scared. But he was cute.
Well, for anybody who thinks
that. Try to get him swimming lessons. Impossible. It swam like a boulder, the poor thing.
But I think most people would be stunned if they knew the percentage of people in the Navy who have no idea how to swim. It's because the truth is, in the Navy, you're very rarely called upon to have to swim. You know, you're in vessels and you're...
But you're around a lot of water, though.
And you're around a lot of life vests and lifeboats.
Fall out of the vessel.
The chances that you'd have to actually swim are slim.
It's weird. It must be their generation, though, with your dad, Frank, and John, your dad. My dad is scared to death of water and never learned how to swim.
Let me help you. When they were growing up, guess what? There were no swimming pools.
No.
There were no swimming pools anywhere. They had a lake or the river. And they were probably smart to not jump into certain rivers and lakes and whatnot. They were working.
Well, now high schools have swimming. You can take swimming as a PE class.
Yeah.
We never had a swimming pool in high school. Wow, I never even thought something like that would be possible.
We got to put a shout out to a AM and the PM. Just a great, great guy.
Let's do it.
Wesley Wade. Met him today. With the owner of Lexar Systems, design and repairs, computers, just bought a 2014 Sonic LT, and his fiancee, Sheila McLeod, they are just so excited. They just love AM and the PM. They love Frank, the group.
Yeah.
He did say that he loves me. He loves our segment, but he does. He's been a long, long, long time listener. And just, I mean, it's like everybody, Frank, that listens to the show, that I get a chance to meet.
They're loyal.
They're just such good people.
It's called loyalty.
They are, man, and they're funny. They love that. They're always smiling, and they're fun. And you know what? And we take great, great care of them. We take great care of everybody. But just a little special something for the AM and the PM crowd. And yes, you know it. They want to shake the hand.
They shook the hand.
The hand of Frank O'Pinion. So... that's it. We're gonna be here late tonight. It's a beautiful evening. A lot of inventory. We just had about 4 transports today drop off more product. They dropped off a lot more than we sold this weekend, so we need some HELP. Let's help us sell some of this great Chevy product that we have, new and pre-owned. So please give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365. 24/7, 365 at LawnDuff.com, LONDOFF, LawnDuff.com, and we will make it fun.
All right. I talked to Bruce Weiner today. He will be seeing me within the next 2 days. I backed out of my garage and ripped my right mirror off today because my mind was on a bunch of other things, and as soon as I heard it, and I look over and I go, oh man. Yeah, because there's nobody to be mad at. I couldn't even blame it on anybody else. It was just me. But you know what? I called Bruce. He said, give me the VIN number. He said, we actually have that mirror in stock.
I swear to God, I would have.
It looked like a scene. It looked like a scene from Jaws. I mean, did you guys, did you know what he's talking about?
What are you guys talking about?
No, go online and pull up. It's a news story from just this last day or so. These people out in the water. This shark came up and literally tried to eat the boat.
New Jersey coast.
It's unbelievable.
They had the bait hanging off the side of the boat before they even let it off. You know, into the water, it was eating, chewing the bait and the rope that the bait was attached to, on the backside of the boat.
It looked exactly like the mechanical shark scene in Jaws.
What I saw. I'm like, well, heck, that thing, it's about the same size of a mechanical make believe shark. It's right there. You know, Mimi Lawnoff's exact words were, she goes, "Now that's why I don't get in the ocean." She will get in maybe to her ankles, and that's it. She's afraid. She's thinking that big white shark will come up out of the water up on shore and get her. So, no.
It was in New Jersey?
Yeah, New Jersey.
Yeah. My wife doesn't get in the pool or ocean with me because she's afraid the big white eel might get her.
Goodbye.
Or the inchworm.
See ya. See ya, John.
Bye-bye.
Inchworm. No, you got it. If you haven't seen, I've seen this twice.
Yeah, I brought it up. That's wild.
How about the mouth on that thing? It almost looks like it's a mechanical or a computer. That had to scare these people to death when that thing came up and opened that mouth. We're going to break and come back. That was John Londoff, in case you didn't know. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
We're going to see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, we've got a new accident crash on southbound 270 at Ladue. It's got the exit ramp completely shut down southbound onto Ladue, and traffic is jammed back now to Olive. They've cleared that accident on westbound 44 at Broadway. All lanes are open. You're still backing up to Salisbury. And then they've cleared the accident southbound 55 that was before Lindbergh. Traffic is just a little bit off the pace now as you're going between Union and Revis Barracks. They still have that stall tractor trailer with the oversized load on it on northbound 55 at Revis. That on-ramp, the acceleration lane is partially blocked. And then you have just the normal stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270 now between a little east of McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 40 is slowing from Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and you're slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. This report brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway for the new flatizza, like the classic pepperoni on crispy flatbread topped with marinara, melty mozzarella, and made the way you say. Or go for a veggie flatizza. Try one or both today. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This station is live, local talk. That means local St. Louisans talking to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis.
The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
This is Scott Sherman. You know, Steve Scaller, and I have a lot of people that call me and say, I'm getting these letters in the mail from people that want to buy my house. What are these letters all about?
Well, you know what, Scott? If you start getting letters from any company or law firm or any individual who says they want to buy your house, that is an incredible risky sign of danger. What that is your name and your house has shown up on a pre-foreclosure list, and these people who are coming in, quote, wanting to buy your home are vultures. Okay, you need to be really concerned when that happens, because you're either looking at a foreclosure, or if you contact these people, they're going to want to buy your home out from underneath you and leave you holding the bag. It's imperative, if anybody out there is receiving a letter that wants to buy your home, you need to stop what you're doing. You need to call the St. Louis Home Retention Group and get the protection that you have available to you here.
That number?
636-527-5121.
Or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group, saving families one home at a time.
There's nothing like walking into your house and having a place for everything, having your house organized. Well, the best place to start is at St. Louis Closet Company, because St. Louis Closet Company will not only organize your house, they'll organize your life. St. Louis Closet Company, 100% locally owned and 100% locally operated by Jennifer Williams and her family. It's been going for years, 100% custom manufactured closets here in St. Louis by a local company. St. Louis Closet Company will customize your kids' closets, your pantry, your laundry rooms, even Murphy beds. You want to save space? Murphy beds is a great way to add an extra bed into the home. To find out more, stlouisclosetco.com. That's stlouisclosetco.com. Remember, you want to support local businesses? St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated. 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-200-3695. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-200-3695. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-200-3695.
Growing grass is not as easy as it looks. You need sod specifically grown for our climate. At Roger Schrader Sod Farm in Hazelwood, they've been doing that since 1984. You'll find beautiful fescue sod, cut to order to complete any job. Call 739-6392 or go to SchraderSodFarm.com or just walk in, because their family-friendly staff will be there to serve you. And what's more, Roger Schrader Sod Farm is now accepting organic yard waste for composting. Roger Schrader Sod Farm in Hazelwood, simply enriching the earth.
You have important reasons to stay healthy: your family, your work, your favorite hobbies. If you have prediabetes, you can make healthy changes and prevent type 2 diabetes. In St. Louis, the YMCA of Greater St. Louis Lifestyle Change Intervention, a trained lifestyle coach will help you and a group of people like you learn how to lose weight, become more physically active, and reduce stress. Call 1-800-DIABETES to find out how to enroll. It works. Sponsored by the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilquit. This Wednesday, come lunch with Fred Bird at Bishop's Post, Chesterfield's newest restaurant. Taking traditional favorites that you know, love, and crave with bold and defining flavors, from crab cakes to half-pound griddle burger. Bishop's Post, located by Chesterfield Mall on Chesterfield Parkway West. Fred Bird will be joining us for lunch this Wednesday from noon until 1. We'll be giving away tickets to the July 8th Cardinals game. Stop into Bishop's Post to meet Fred Bird and register to win.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring who else? It's the Bill Cleveland segment, Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laquid Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app, STL Taxi. It's a free app, it's a really great app, and it's a great way to get yourself a Laquid Cab. And now, here's, I'm stalling because I don't think John will hold you.
He's there.
He's Bill Cleveland.
I'm here.
How are you, Bill?
I'm great. How are you all this fine Monday afternoon?
Let me check. How are we?
Good.
We're good.
Good deal. All right. Well, on Mondays, I always like to tell you what I've got up at BillOnTheRoad.com, and I put together something that I hope people will check out, especially if you're going to be traveling this summer. I tend to travel alone, so this is important for me. But taking pictures of for complete strangers. I don't know if you guys ever travel alone by yourself, or you get that perfect sort of Kodak moment, and I kind of hate the whole selfie craze. I think that's ridiculous.
You're not talking about handing them the camera saying, take my picture. You're talking about taking pictures of strangers?
I'm talking about people who are in situations where they're taking a picture, and you know it's always got to be the dad taking pictures of the kids and the mom, or maybe you got the mom taking pictures. There's always a situation where you're traveling somewhere where somebody
needs you to take their picture.
Absolutely ecstatic if you offered, "Hey, can I take your picture?"
So you're that guy.
I am, and it's really, really a lot of fun. It's a really cool way to meet new people and some interesting experiences. So I'll leave it at that. I know you hear somebody trying to buzz into my phone. So there you go, billontheroad.com.
All right.
How about this bizarre story? 911 was called after somebody became stuck inside of a giant sculpture of a vagina. Did you see this?
Oh, no.
Yeah, unbelievable. Giant, a sculpture of vagina. Somebody got stuck inside. Thankfully, I'm happy to report Bill Clinton is out. He's doing just fine. But it's something you don't see every day. Calling 911 for getting your whole body trapped inside of one of those things. You know, unless, of course, you're one of Madonna's boyfriends.
Well, sure. That's a big one.
Yeah. Rumor has it Justin Bieber has gotten at least two women pregnant. But that is, people got them to sort of disappear. They didn't pay the women off. They just started playing his music. They were gone. They were gone. And finally, well, there are now 20 million people in America who do yoga. Mm-hmm. Interesting statistic about the 20 million people that do yoga. Not one of them shut up about the fact that they do yoga. Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
There he goes, Bill Cleveland. Somebody right now is leaving a job site that works for Window World after they've completed another successful installation or multiple installations of Window World windows. Here are a couple of things you need to know about Window World. One, number one selling replacement window in the United States. The reason that's important is, how in the world do you think they got to be the biggest selling replacement window? Not with a lousy product, not with an expensive product, but with a good product, a value. That's how they got there. Two, lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass, breakage, and labor. It's got to be a good window or they'd go broke replacing them all the time because they weren't as good as they were cracked up to be. Cracked up, window terminology. And then there's this good housekeeping seal of approval, which is not easy to get. They get it all the time and keep getting it renewed. Number one in the country. Rest is up to you. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com is the website you need to know for Window World windows. 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. There has been a powerful earthquake up by Alaska. It was a magnitude 8.0 tremor that hit near Little Sitkin Island in the